This is Feldenkrais San Diego, and we're about to do a Feldenkrais Awareness Through Movement lesson. So begin by lying on your back on the floor and spend a little time noticing where you make contact as you lie like this. What parts of you touch the floor? Sense the connection you make lying here. And as you sense the parts of your back, the parts of your pelvis, the parts of your legs that contact the floor, make observations, maybe remember what part feels heaviest. We'll come back to this again and again during the lesson. And if you notice it now, it's an opportunity to really feel how it changes as we go along. If you have any kind of discomfort as you lie like this in the low back, bend both knees, stand your feet. And now please bend both knees so both feet are standing flat on the floor and the knees are both pointing toward the ceiling. Take the right arm and bring the right arm toward the ceiling, as if to touch the ceiling. So the right arm's directly in front of your shoulder. And a few times, reach toward the ceiling. So reach the arm as if to touch the ceiling in front of you. And each time you reach the arm, the elbow stays straight. So the arm stays vertical, the elbow stays straight. So the reaching requires that the shoulder is engaged. Feel how the right shoulder blade slides a bit. The right shoulder comes a bit off the floor each time you reach. And then when you stop reaching, the right shoulder comes back toward the floor. So many times just see how light, how available, how simple is it to reach the right arm forward. Again, get a sense of this movement, the ease of this movement. And rest. Rest your arm long at your side again. Take a break. And now bend the right knee and stand the right foot. So the arms are at your side. The left leg is long and straight on the floor. But the right knee is bent. The right foot is standing on the floor. And a few times, press the right foot into the floor. And each time you press the right foot into the floor, notice what occurs. Right? If you're putting pressure into the right foot, you'll notice that the right hip gets lighter. So play with that. Play with pressing through the right foot and allowing the right hip to get lighter. So you're rolling the weight of the pelvis toward the left. Right? Each time you press the right foot, press weight through the right foot, and the right hip gets light, you're pouring weight into the left side of the pelvis. So many times play with that. Play with pressing through the foot, feeling that you're pouring weight into the left side. And you'll feel the left hip gets heavier. You might feel that there's more weight rolling to the outside of the left thigh. You might notice that the left foot turns open, the pinky side of the left foot comes closer to the floor. You might notice that there's more weight on the ribs, on the left side of the back, the lower back, the middle back. Observe what parts are affected each time you press through the right foot. Each time you press through the right foot, each time your right hip lifts, each time you pour weight onto the left side of yourself. It's not necessary that the movement's large, but see if it can be very smooth, if it can be very easy, if it can be simple, comfortable. So many times explore this pressing, this rolling action that's created. See about making it smoother and lighter, easier. And next time, notice what you do with the left leg. So what does the left leg do when you press through the right foot, when the right hip is lifting, when the weight pours onto the left leg? What's happening in the left leg? What occurs there? Right, so focus your attention on the left leg. Even though you're actually working the right leg, you're pushing through the right foot, lifting the right hip, rolling the pelvis toward the left. Right, but keep your attention on the left leg and notice, what do you do there? What work do you do in the left leg? Ideally, in this lesson, your right leg presses, the right leg is active and doing the work, and the left leg is receiving that work. So allow the left leg to do as little as you're able. And go ahead, take a rest from that. Leave it alone, pause. Lie on your back. And once again, lying on your back, notice differences you might observe. Maybe differences from one side to the other. Maybe parts of you feel heavier as you lie here now. Maybe you settle differently on the floor. Observe that. Once again, please bend both knees, stand both feet. This time, bring both arms to the ceiling. Bring both arms to the ceiling and please bring the palms together. So touch the palms toward each other. So it's as if the two palms are glued to each other. The elbows are both straight. And with the palms together like this, with the two arms straight toward the ceiling, bend the right knee, stand the right foot. And press through the right foot so the right hip lifts. At the same time, take both arms toward the left. So keep both arms straight and turn the arms to the left as you push through the right foot. So press through the right foot, let the right hip lift, and take both arms to the left. And feel that your weight. Again, your weight is rolling toward the left. So this time, not only do you feel that only the foot is pushing, the right foot presses and pours weight onto the left hip, but as you carry both arms to the left, also notice that the weight pours toward the left side of the shoulders as well. So play with this many times, come back, and then again, press the right foot and carry both arms to the left. Make sure both elbows stay straight And as you take both elbows to the left, you'll notice your right shoulder lifting, as well as your right hip as you press the right foot. So you're taking the arms to the left as you press through your right foot. So your right hip and your right shoulder, your whole right side lifts and the weight pours to the left side. Observe that. Right, so many times. And come back. When you come back, both arms point to the ceiling. The elbows are still straight. The entire back is on the floor. Your right foot is flat on the floor and your pelvis is flat on the floor. And then again, press through the right foot. Let the right hip lift as you take both arms to the left and roll toward the left. So you're rolling toward the floor on the left side of you, right? Wherever that is. It might be a few inches. It might be further than that. What we're interested in is how easily, how smoothly, how comfortably you can make that movement. So roll toward the left by pushing the right foot and taking both arms to the left. Many times. See how lightly, how simply, how can this be really free and easy? Leave that alone and rest on your back. Take a break. And each time we pause like this, see, is there something you observe about the contact with the floor that's a little bit different now? Has something changed slightly? Bend both knees, stand both feet. Take your right arm to the ceiling. And let's just return to that original movement. Go ahead and reach the right arm toward the ceiling. And just see, does the right arm reach differently than the first time we did this? Is there a difference? Is something changing? Right? In the ease, in the ability of the right arm to reach forward. Right? The right arm straight and long and reaching toward the ceiling. And just a few times lift the right shoulder and just see, is the arm heavier? Is it lighter? Is there some discernible difference? And then rest on your back again. Rest with both arms long, with your knees bent. Just pause here. Now, take your right arm toward the ceiling. Once again, same arm, right arm to the ceiling. The elbow's completely straight. Bend the right elbow. So the elbow bends and the hand comes toward the floor. So the elbow's pointing toward the ceiling and the hand's coming toward the floor. If you can bring the palm of the hand to the floor, wonderful. If you're only able to touch the fingertips to the floor, wonderful. So whatever part of your hand comes to the floor works, right? If you're not able to touch any part of your hand to the floor, you might want to put a book under your, right by your shoulder, near your ear, so that some part of your hand can touch the floor. If you have an injury, you can do this on the other side, right? So you have the right elbow pointing to the ceiling and the hand touching the floor in some manner. It could be the fingertips, it could be part of the fingers, it could be the entire hand with the heel on the floor also. See if you can turn the fingers so that the fingers point toward your toes, right? And you may just turn your head to look and see. You might be surprised where your fingers are pointing. but see if the fingers can point toward your toes. So it's really a position as if you were doing a bridging up to stand on your hands, arching your back, right? So you have your hand on the floor, some part of your hand on the floor. And like this, with your hand on the floor in some manner, or the hand on the book, whatever surface you can touch, with the elbow pointing to the ceiling, go ahead and consider, think about pressing through the right hand so the right shoulder can lift. So think about lifting the right shoulder in this position. How available is that? Right, so you're lying on your back, your knees are bent, your feet are standing, and your right hand is on the floor, your right elbow is pointing to the ceiling. And you're pressing weight into the right hand, seeing how well the right shoulder lifts. Go ahead and rest the arm. So both arms are resting at your side. Take a break. Leave that alone for a moment. And come back to pressing through the right foot. So with both feet standing, press the right foot so the right hip lifts, so weight pours to the left. And as you press through the right foot, as the right hip lifts, let the left knee open to the side. All right, you'll notice that if you press the right foot, if the right hip lifts, as the right hip is lifting, the left hip is coming toward the floor. Allow the left hip coming to the floor to let the left knee open to the side. And as the knee opens to the side, you'll find that the right hip lifts better. So press the right foot, let the pelvis roll to the left, the right hip lifting in the air. And as you do that many times, your left knee comes to the floor more and more. So explore that. Explore pressing the right foot and feeling that movement, that rotation of the pelvis to the left, so the right hip lifts off the floor. At every moment, keep the right knee pointing toward the ceiling. So keep the right knee facing the ceiling as much as possible. But the left knee opens toward the floor. Sense how to make that easier, simpler, more comfortable, lighter. And now add to that. As you press through the right foot, as the right hip lifts, go ahead and bring the right arm to the ceiling. So as you press the right foot, raise the right arm to the ceiling. And see if this becomes easier. Right? So you press the right foot, the right hip is lifting as you reach the right arm toward the ceiling. So once again, you're rolling to the left. Observe that. Allow yourself to roll to the left as you reach with your right arm toward the ceiling, the elbow straight, the shoulder, the right shoulder lifts away from the floor, and the weight pours toward the left side, the left shoulder, the left hip. And just see that that's getting perhaps easier. Notice. And now, with both feet standing, the knees bent, lying on your back, with your right arm to the ceiling, go ahead, bend the right elbow so the right hand comes to the floor. So the right hand comes to the floor. Maybe it comes a little more easily to the floor now. Notice that, or less easily. Observe what part of the hand can touch the floor. Is it the fingertips? The heel of the hand, is the whole palm on the floor, part of the hand. So it's not necessary to work to press the hand to the floor, but see what's available and maybe use your left hand, place the left hand on the elbow and use that left hand to bring the right elbow so it's more vertical. So the elbow really points toward the ceiling. You might find that without the left hand on the elbow, that the right elbow goes out to the side. So use the left hand on the right elbow to bring the right elbow directly over the shoulder. And a few times, press a little bit of weight into the left elbow. I'm sorry, into the right elbow. Your left hand presses weight into the right elbow, the right elbow pointing to the ceiling. So a few times, press weight and feel that as you press weight into the right elbow, with the right elbow vertically, directly above the shoulder, feel how actually it makes it a little bit easier to play with the direction. So play with what direction can you push through the right elbow using the left hand. What direction can you take the elbow that helps the right elbow to lift? I'm sorry, that helps the right shoulder to lift. So let the right shoulder lift by pressing through the right elbow. The left hand is on the right elbow, and you're pressing a bit of weight and discovering that it might help the right shoulder to lift off the floor a bit. Right? As your right shoulder lifts a bit away from the floor, the left shoulder gets heavier. Now press with the right foot and see if that assists even more. So press the right foot, let the right hip lift as you press with the right hand, so the right shoulder might be lifting a little bit more easily. Each time you press the right foot, the right hip lifts, and feel that might help the right shoulder lift more. As you press with the right foot, also press with the right hand or the fingertips, whatever touches the floor, with the right hand. The fingertips are pointing toward the toes. The right fingertips, the right hand pointing toward the toes. Press weight through the right hand, through the right foot. And feel the whole right side lifting and the weight rolling toward the left. Observe that. And many times explore that, pushing through the hand as well as the foot, feeling everything roll to the left. See about making it easier each time, a little bit lighter. See if you can do this without struggle or working hard. And it means that the movements will be smaller, lighter, gentler. Right? So you want a quality of playfulness, of just exploration. And we're exploring the area of comfort. Right? So we're not stretching or pushing or trying or intending. It's really a very gentle exploration. So leave all of it alone, roll onto your back, take a break, and notice yourself. Take a rest here and sense the parts of you touching the floor now. Is there a difference? Can you discern a difference in how the right arm lies on the floor or something in the right shoulder blade and the contact it makes with the floor compared to the left side? Is there a difference in the chest? The breathing? Please bend both knees, stand both feet. Bring the right arm to the ceiling and a few times reach the arm toward the ceiling and just see how well does the arm reach for the ceiling. How available is that? Is the arm lighter or heavier now? Does it reach with greater ease or with greater difficulty? Can you feel a difference in your ability to reach the arm toward the ceiling, the right arm toward the ceiling? And once again, with the right arm toward the ceiling, bend the elbow, So the elbow points to the ceiling and the hand comes toward the floor. The fingers are pointing toward the toes. And with the elbow to the ceiling, notice, does your hand reach the floor differently? Are different parts of your fingers or palm touching the floor? Notice that. And a few times press through the hand and see, does the shoulder lift a little more easily? So when you press through the right hand, when the right shoulder lifts, right, let the head turn toward the left slightly. So the head turns a little bit toward the left. And see, if you turn the head to the left, is it a little easier to lift the right shoulder? And then assist with the right foot. So press with the right foot, press with the right hand and foot. So the right shoulder and the right hip are lifting, and the weight is rolling toward the left. Feel the whole side of the chest has to shift a bit, and the weight pours to the left shoulder blade more and more. Right, so it depends on how high that right shoulder lifts. And it might be it stays on the floor, but it just gets a bit lighter, right? Play with that. Press the right foot as you press the right hand and allow the whole right side to get lighter on the floor or to lift away from the floor. So the weight's pouring toward the left. As the right side lifts, allow the head to turn to the right, to the left. So the head turns to the left as you press your right hand and right foot. And now keeping the right hip lifted, keep the right hip in the air, press through the right foot so the right hip stays in the air. Go ahead and lower and lift and lower and lift the right shoulder by pressing through the right hand. Lift and lower, lift and lower the right shoulder as much as you can, keeping the hip in the air. See what that's like. So the hip stays up, but the shoulder lifts and lowers. And now do the opposite of that. With the hip and the shoulder lifted again, right? Press through the hand and the foot so the hip and the shoulder lift. This time, keep the shoulder lifted and lower the hip, lift the hip, lower the hip, lift the hip. So the shoulder stays up and the hip goes up and down without the shoulder stays up. And just see what that's like. Explore that a little bit. The hip moving up and down. Of course, by pressing through the right foot, the hip comes up and down. But the shoulder stays up because you're pressing through the right hand the whole time. And it might be that the shoulder's still on the floor, but it's lighter, right? So you're doing something different with the foot and the hip lifting and lowering, but you're keeping as high as you can comfortably leave that shoulder. And rest all of it. Take a break. Rest your arms at your sides. Rest your legs or have both knees bent. Pause from all of this and notice how you fit on the floor now. If there's some difference in how you lie here. By now, you might feel that the right side lies differently compared to the left side. See if that's the case. Please bend the right knee, stand the right foot, take the right arm to the ceiling, bend the right elbow so the right elbow points to the ceiling and bring the right hand to the floor by your shoulder, by your ear, so the fingers point toward the toes. And like this, press through the right hand, press through the right foot, so the hip and shoulder both lift and the weight pours to the left as your head turns a bit to the left. And now, let the hip come back to the floor and press through the right hand so the right shoulder lifts, but the hip stays down. Now press through the foot so the hip lifts as you bring the shoulder down. So you're going to lift the shoulder first, and when you lift the shoulder, the hip's coming down. Then when you lift the hip, the shoulder's coming down. So let one side lift and then the other side lift. So when you press with the right hand and the right shoulder lifts, the hip's on the floor. When you let the right shoulder come to the floor, press with the right foot so the right hip lifts. And just go back and forth, lifting one as you lower the other, lifting one as you lower the other. See what that's like. See if you can breathe while exploring this. Right. So you're differentiating the shoulder from the pelvis, and it requires that the torso move and discover how to move parts in relation to each other. And it might be that it's not a big movement. It can be a very small movement, but it's worth investigating. It's worth playing with this. Right. Play with it so it's easy and you can breathe. And now press the hand and the foot together and just see, does the pelvis, does the right hip and the right shoulder, do they lift a little better now? Right? Press through the right hand as you press through the foot. See about the right shoulder and the right hip lifting and coming back down many times. See how that's coming along. Is there a change? Is this lighter in some way? Or heavier? See what you observe. And a few times press the right hand so the right shoulder lifts by itself, and notice, does that lift better? Notice if the chest, does the chest move a little more? Let the head turn a bit to the left as you press through the right hand, as the right elbow points to the ceiling. Is this a little easier to do? Leave it all alone, rest on your back. Notice your contact with the floor as you lie like this. Notice which parts of you touch the floor. Please bend both knees, bend both feet, bring your right arm to the ceiling. The elbow's completely straight, the arm reaches for the ceiling. A few times reach toward the ceiling so the arm lengthens toward the ceiling. And just notice the ability of the right shoulder to lift, of the arm to come forward. Has this changed compared to the beginning of the lesson? See if you sense a difference. Is there some improvement? Rest both arms at your sides. And take some time just to notice this difference. When we started, what was the contact with the floor like? And how is that different now? Is there some change that's occurred? Most likely you feel the two sides are lying differently. So you have an option now. You have the opportunity to roll to your side, come to stand, and notice yourself. How do you stand? What's different about your ability to turn and look over the right shoulder compared to your ability to turn and look over the left shoulder, to walk around, to notice how you move? What's different? What's unusual? What's changed? Notice that. Or you can put this on and play it again and do the left side so that you'll have a more even experience, right? So depending on your time constraints or your inclination, either do the other side now. So you'll just, every time you hear right, you'll turn it into left. So you'll do everything we just did with the right side with the left side. Or you can roll to your side and come up as you are right now. And when you're ready, roll to your side, come to sitting, come to standing, notice yourself in standing. And once again, this is Feldenkrais San Diego, and please check us out on Facebook, Feldenkrais San Diego. Like us, that would be awesome. And if you're interested in getting more information about the Feldenkrais method, you can go to the website. That's where the podcast is. And the website is feldenkraissd.com. So thanks so much, and hope you enjoy it. Bye.